defending an announced crackdown against illegal immigrants living in the U.S.
These are target enforcement action against people who are criminal aliens or those who have had due process and have a final order of removal and have still refused to comply with that and remain here illegally.
Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan on Fox and Friends. Critics say they're concerned agents will break the law pursuing targets of the crackdown. Thousands still without power across the Gulf Coast as Tropical Depression Barry moves north.
New Orleans fared pretty well in this storm. Didn't get all the rain they were expecting. There was, though, it did wreak some havoc. A lot of people got those whipping winds, a lot of trees down. There was some localized flooding in areas.
Fox's Rob Schmidt in Mandeville, Louisiana. And China's second quarter GDP growth slows to a 27-year low. This is Fox News.
What if? What if everyone on The Morning Show sounded like Steve Martin? Greg Budell, how would you describe your early radio career?
Well, I'm rambling round. I'm a rambling guy.
Jay Scott, I understand that recently you had some excitement at your place. What were you yelling to your neighbors?
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Emily Hayes, what do you say to husband every morning when he leaves for work?
Lord loves a working man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you really think of your friend, Rich Thomas?
He's my favorite honky.
And Rich Thomas, I understand you're going to be a little late with your weather forecast this morning. Hey, it's cool. Now, stand by for three men.
Are you through yet?
Just finishing up. And a lady.
That was one of Rusty's better ones.
Because I'm the kind of you want to know why.
Timing and selection and all that good stuff there. 3 minutes after 8, Conundrum coming up with three men and a lady. With yours truly, Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Lots of rain on the radar west of Tuscaloosa, covering much of West Alabama. Still the plume, the tropical plume of moisture involved with the Tropical Depression Barry, which has now moved into Arkansas. For us, though, and I think there will be some thunderstorms this afternoon, but the coverage will not be as great as it has been, and gradually Barry is starting to lose influence on our weather with a few spotty storms perhaps today and a high temperature up to about 93. Tonight's low down to 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, storms will be isolated in nature, widely scattered, few and far between. Hotter with highs in the mid-90s and triple-digit heat indices as well. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, better rain chances, more in the 40 to 50% range. Right now, this morning, mostly clear skies, winds out of the southeast at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 78 now at 5 minutes after 8.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
You know, it is the season where people go on vacations, and may I suggest a whole house plumbing inspection from Plumbing by Luke Guire. Listen, the last thing you want to do is to come home, like a couple of my neighbors did here in the last, it was last summer, and then another one the summer before, came home to a flood in their home. Came home and you're tired. Maybe it's 10 o'clock at night. All you want to do is drop stuff off and get into bed. And you hear squish when you open the door and you step on the carpet because of something that went wrong with your plumbing while you were gone. A whole house plumbing inspection is something you should consider. I got it in my house. Took about, I think 35 minutes, but I got a good report, and that's great peace of mind because I know now that there's nothing simple that's really going to go wrong here in a big way when I'm out of town. Plumbing by Luke Guire, they're ready to take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666. Or you can also visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
806, let's see how the roads are moving.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic looks pretty good for this time of the morning. We don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard. It's kind of crowded, especially between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're on I-85, you're rolling along at a speed limit ride. I-65, the traffic jam is still there around the river bridges, so be careful if you're headed into the downtown area. And the 31s are rolling along just fine. I don't see any problems for you at all this morning. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. Authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. In Hope Hall, authorities are investigating a fatal shooting. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed one person is dead after the Saturday night shooting, and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No word on any arrest. The shooting is still under investigation. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads and Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets in previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Little League World Series is brought to you by Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, just like your dad's money and his other family. Las Vegas.
Crank up your engines. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international CAT competitions. The best CAT tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle. But only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson Tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Making your way into work today takes everything you've got. Waking up really late this morning didn't help a lot. Why does the week start out this way? Just stay home. How do I get through this Monday? Yes, it always is the same. Work is the place I don't want to be. Should have called in sick today. I don't want to be at work on this Monday. I don't want to go where I have to show that I give a crap today. I don't want to go anywhere on this Monday.
That's the wrong one. That's supposed to be the one that ends with, we stole the theme from Cheers. I got to pay more attention to this stuff. Welcome to Three Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1 FM as we welcome a special guest into the studio, Michael Coleman. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be back with you.
Tell everybody what brings you here today.
Well, I'm the Executive Director of Hope Aspire Ministries, and we're a job training program that helps people. It's kind of our approach to poverty, is we help people overcome those barriers to get into the workforce so they can become self-sufficient and productive citizens in our community. And we're doing a special show. Jeff Allen, who's a nationally known comedian, he's been in movies, he's been in Comedy Central, Showtime, but he's a very clean comedian, family friendly, And he's coming in to do a show for us, actually tonight in Birmingham, because we're also in Birmingham. But tomorrow night, the 16th, at the Vaughan Park Church of Christ, which is right at the intersection of Vaughan and Perry Hill Road. And he's coming in to do a show for us, so we just want to let the public know about it and invite everybody to come out.
He's famous.
I think this is the solution to poverty, is to help people find a skill so they, because the big complaint, we work with a lot of small businesses on this show, and sometimes they'll reach out to me, we need somebody with this skill set, and good people to work for, certainly respectable jobs. They're just having a tough time finding people who have just the basic skills to take certain positions. So to me, this is how you get people out of that poverty cycle, by making it worth their while to go out, find work that allows them to live a nice lifestyle.
Sure, absolutely. And and it's amazing that we in the middle class so often don't understand the challenges of poverty, especially if you've not had to grow up in that environment.
Right, exactly.
They have barriers they face every day that are not excuses, it's their reality. And so they don't have people in their lives who help them navigate through that. They come from oftentimes from generational poverty. So it's a lot of surviving day to day. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to intervene and break that cycle. And what we find is there's plenty of people in Montgomery and Birmingham as well who desire to go to work but simply don't know how to get from where they are into that world. And so we create that pathway for them.
Are some of the people that you work with those who've perhaps spent some time in prison?
Absolutely. Yeah, so there's all sorts of barriers. There's prison, there's people coming out of addiction. But there's lots of times there's just kids who have grown up in poverty.
Sure.
They know the rules of poverty, but they don't know the rules of the middle class.
Right.
So they know all the rules of how to survive on the streets, how to hustle, how to get money.
Yeah.
But they don't want that life. And so lots of times when you don't want that life, who do you pick the phone up and call and say, hey, I'm sick of this life. I want something different, but I don't know how to get there. And so that's what we are. They come to us and we take them regardless of where they are, and we start where they are, and we kind of unpack life with them every day. And then when we get to those barriers that they can't overcome on their own, then that's our oath to them, is we're going to deal with those barriers so that they can. But we bring the accountability with it. They have to continue to grow and move towards full-time employment.
I'm sure you've successfully placed some people, but have you seen stories of real rehabilitation?
Oh, absolutely. Probably our greatest story, I go back to it time and time again. I mean, we do six training sessions a year. They're 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Six training sessions a year. So we have success stories every class. But probably our greatest one was a guy out in Raymer who came to us, dropped out of Troy High School, was a drug dealer, told me he was a drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
But had been shot at 3 times in the last week. And so he knew he didn't want this life. Make a long story short, he is now a high school auto body shop teacher in Salem, Virginia, and is a single parent, but is a homeowner.
Wow.
Totally transformed his life around.
It's amazing.
Just because he was given a pathway out of that.
See, and the more of these type of programs we have and the more outreach we have to bring people into them, I think, because I've been looking at the same stuff and hearing the same excuses my whole adult life.
Right.
Bumped into a person from my old hometown of Chicago yesterday. We were talking about how nothing's really changed there. They keep failing to address what you're doing,
right,
which is to get to the people and give them a real option.
Well, that's what I've talked about, that literally since Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty, we've put trillions of dollars between the government, churches, businesses, individuals, and you look around and say, well, not much is changing.
Right.
I don't think anything can change. This isn't a government solution. It's a relationship. You can't change people's lives unless you're willing to enter into this relationship with them and really get in. And so there's people who are hungry. Our approach to poverty typically is people are hungry. Let's meet them in the crisis and deal with the crisis. But that does not get them out of the crisis.
Right.
Long term. So you're hungry, you give them a bag of food. If you need clothes, you give them clothes. But they're going to be right back in crisis because what we're doing that secondary level of care, which is saying, we're going to meet you in crisis, but we're going to get you out of it long term.
How do you get a ticket if you want a ticket for tomorrow night's event?
Yeah, so you can go online, but there will actually be tickets available at the door.
Okay.
So you can just come to the door, but you can go online on our website, hopeaspireministries.org, or you can go to our Facebook. We have a Facebook event. Just search Jeff Allen or in Hope Aspire Ministries, and the event we'll come right up.
How much is the ticket?
Tickets are only $25 a piece.
Okay.
And there's a group rate of five or more is $20 a piece. And so we'd love to have people to come out and just, it's going to be a great night of comedy. Like I said, family friendly, but you're going to spend a few minutes learning about what we do and how we do it.
Excellent.
That's awesome, man. I'm back on in the afternoon from 3 to 6 if you're in the neighborhood, drop it.
I would love to. I'm going to be in Birmingham, but I would love to.
Or call.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
The show is tomorrow night, right?
It is.
Okay. So make sure, Jade, that he has the number for our calling.
Yeah.
Line and just spend a couple of minutes with us.
Great.
Love to talk to you again.
Appreciate it so much.
Congratulations on the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
That is sensational. Well, we heard a story about a young man who's now teaching auto shop, which is really cool. I think the what is the word, sensei, when they're the master at the top level? Is that it?
Sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't Donnie Turner be the sensei of automobile body repair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're going to go on that definition, then yes.
Yes.
I don't necessarily know that it's correct, but yes.
If you've been taking broken vehicles there for 30 years, would I be the sensei of...
The sensei of the sensei, yes. MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, absolutely the highest standards for automotive body repair, not a detail overlooked when a car is brought in for assessment. They don't miss a thing. And they make sure that the customers are not cheated in any step of the repair process. And when the car is returned to the customer, it looks as good as new, maybe better. It's a formula that has worked for 3.5 decades for Donnie and Brandon Turner, a building that was built as much on principle as it was brick and mortar. State-of-the-art facility. I have met some of the incredibly talented people that work there. It's amazing because they have that skill set I wish I had. That they do. And when you see some of the vehicles they've taken in and how they completely rehabilitate, it's just an amazing process. So whether it's a little fender bender or something more serious, you get more bang for your buck, no pun intended, at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number is 27REC with a W, and let's see who needs that.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way through the 8 o'clock hour, and most of our traffic hassles have disappeared. We still see a little slowdown on I-65 in the downtown area. I-85 is up at a speed limit ride. The traffic on the boulevard is back to stop and go at the traffic lights, and there are no big issues on the 31s. Let's be careful as we get our work day and work week started. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clinton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a conundrum we want to get started here. Something that 4 out of 5 Americans will fake at least 3 times this year. And it's not that, but it is something they will fake. What could this be? Our number is 272-9228. Nobody is standing by to take your call.
I can go over there if somebody calls, but, I mean, come on.
I suppose you could, but you can't. Because you're giving away
$10. Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.
Peepaw moment. I screwed it up. I own it. I'm sorry.
I own it.
It's okay.
So we're giving
drown
away.
Drown your sorrows in gumbo at the Seafood Bistro.
There you go.
Gumbo makes everything better, Greg. If you're having a peepaw-tastic day and you just you need an escape, just go down to 1651 Perry Hill Road. That's where you'll find the Seafood Bistro. And I suggest you start every meal with a bowl of gumbo. Gumbo makes everything in life better. So, in addition to the gumbo, you can get red beans and rice, which is Jay's favorite, but he stepped out of the room for the moment, so I'll be kind and share what he enjoys as well. The Seafood Bistro is available for you online at theseafoodbistro.com. If you're stuck at the office or maybe you've had a long day at work and don't feel like cooking and want to have it delivered, it's super simple to do so. Just use one of the delivery apps here in town. But whenever you want to go out for a nice, relaxing night with a significant other or a good friend, we'll just go to 1651 Perry Hill Road. That's where you'll find the Seafood Bistro. Follow them online for specials and more details. I'll get the phones. Roll Tide.
Well, I just told him.
What, did you get their names? I mean, we got to keep track of them on a list, Greg.
I just said his peepaw will be with you in a minute.
Well, hang on. What's your name?
Yay! This is Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Ken, what's the first letter of your last name?
P.
P.
That's what I thought. All right, go ahead.
Is it calling in sick at work?
All right, let's try that one on science. 4 out of 5 Americans are fake calling in the, you know, that. Sorry, that is not the answer.
But that is a great answer.
It's a very good guess.
I think it's
excellent. I think I might do it tomorrow.
All right. 272-9228.
Good thing you're not on the radio right now.
Starting strong.
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sam.
Sam, what's the first letter of your last name?
W.
All right, thank you. Please continue.
What do you think? What is this?
Fake being in love.
Being in love.
Right? That's so bad.
That hurts. There probably are.
I love Greg Budell. Maybe.
Maybe.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Oh, you thought that was amusing, didn't
I
you?
I thought it was comical, yes. I don't apologize for my genuine laughter. I am what I am.
So we've had some good answers. Not the correct answer yet. So,
no.
2 strong answers.
Yes, very strong. And again, 4 out of 5 Americans will fake this at least 3 times a year. So to put it in street terms, we've eliminated the big
deal.
We've eliminated calling in sick to work and fake being in love. Those are off the table.
That's not it.
So what else might you fake?
Fake. Think about it.
Yeah.
Something you say, well, I could just going to fake this.
Yeah. Who's going to know?
Fake this.
Who's going to know?
Yeah.
You'll know. You'll know that you did, but that's not the point. We just need a winning answer at 272-9228, and I do have the torture music standing by.
Oh, no!
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Summer Mondays are such a drag.
Summer Mondays make me so sad.
A day ago, I was carefree. Hates when I'm late.
Does he know? I think he's a slob.
Maybe I'll find a new job.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man.
What?
So I'm having a flashback remembrance to last week. We were talking about 77 Sunset Strip. And yes. I was trying to remember that I knew Kooky had gone on to do something.
Yeah.
And he was the guy from Greece, the Vince Fontaine or whatever. Was that his name? Anywho, I'm glad I just figured that out because you played Greece. Thanks. My brain's weird. Don't try to understand it. I'm sorry I shared.
Hey, it gets weirder when you get... Because what was it? Between the 6 and 7 hour, we were talking about the Monkees song.
Right. Pleasant Valley.
And Top Tapioca had come up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Monkees had a song called Tapioca Tundra, which I've never listened to. At least not in a long, long time. That was charted. It actually did chart somewhere in the top 40.
I'm glad we brought it up on Tapioca Pudding Day.
Ah, that's it. So anyway, I wanted to hear a little bit of it. I pulled it up, and we haven't done that yet. But we have callers now, so let's go to David on this conundrum. That 4 out of 5 Americans will fake this about 3 times a year. Hey, David.
Hey, before I take a guess at this, Greg, with your great vast knowledge of baseball.
Yes.
An occurrence happened this weekend in baseball that's never happened before. Do you know what it was?
Oh, the perfect game where there was more than one pitcher. Well, of course, it didn't get to a perfect game. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
That was the no-hitter in L.A., combined no-hitter. There's almost a perfect game combined in Baltimore yesterday.
When it comes to baseball stats, I mean, you can get to the point where, well, it was a perfect game with...
On three, a partly cloudy day.
Three blades of grass that were taller than the third baseline.
The stats.
No, in 140 years of baseball, there's only been 23 or 4 perfect games.
So I'm just saying, the stats can get really crazy when it comes to baseball.
What are you talking about, David? What happened?
In the Independent Atlantic League.
Oh, the guy stole first base.
Tony Thomas. First base how for the Southern Maryland Bluecrabs.
How can you steal first base? One of the ways they're trying to inject offense back into baseball.
How can you do that?
Is if a pitcher throws a wild pitch and the batter thinks he can get to first base safely, he can steal first.
You're kidding me!
And the guy regardless of the count.
You are kidding me!
That was my next question. Does it have to be on does it have to be a full count?
Or any pitch in the count.
Really?
I think it's a great idea.
Never heard of that.
Well, yep. It's among many things. They're also doing the robotic umpire.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, my guess is headache.
Fake a headache is not it, but what a great guess.
That is a great guess.
Thanks, David.
Yeah. I got a headache. I
love that.
Maybe just once today.
It's always been a joke. Well, we know you don't live in Millbrook. Here's Kenny from Mansbrook.
The look on Emily's face is, I expect it from him, but not you.
Well. Hey, Kenny.
Good morning to everybody. How are you doing down there?
We're looking for the answer to this baffling conundrum. 4 out of 5 Americans will fake this at least 3 times a year.
Well, I've never done this, but I've actually heard people going out to restaurants and faking the fact that they didn't like the meal to get a free meal.
Oh,
That does happen.
It does.
And restaurants generally are catching on to that.
Right. Let me send this back to the kitchen. Well, you almost ate the whole thing.
Yeah, really. You know, if you take a bite and you say, there's something wrong here, then they'll do it. But if you eat 90% of the food and send it back... No.
That's not it, but that's a great answer. That's a good one.
Very good, Kenny. Thank
you. Right, have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, so it looks like I'm going to have to get Michael Bolton and Kenny G ready.
Oh, before that, though.
Yes, I wanted Emily to come in because we're once again cramming the van this year.
Yes, it's just about that time. Starting Wednesday, you can drop off your school supply donations.
We're
like
talking about school supplies.
Yeah, pencils, paper, backpacks, folders, lunch boxes, anything that would be helpful in the classroom. Starting on Wednesday, you can drop those off at our fine sponsors. 6 this year, Jones Drugs, Bachelor Technologies, Lewis Lawn Equipment, Mr. Electric, Chicken Salad Chick, or Pig Enterprises. And again, that starts Wednesday. Our blue barrels will be there for you to drop off your donations. And then the following Monday, we'll be out and about. We'll tell you about that more as we get closer to it. But if you need more details, check out Newstalk931.com on how you can help us cram the van and help out kids and teachers of the River Region.
Some schools start August 8th.
I don't want to spoil, I don't want to spoil anybody's summer vacation because I know when we went the Wednesday after Labor Day, and when that day got close, you'd get a little bit sad.
You would.
But I can't wait because summers just disrupt the bejeebers out of our listening patterns, you know? And
I know.
Then we got to play torture music.
I know, people, but...
272-9228.
You?
I expect it from her, but not from you.
Yeah, because after all, he is so much younger than I am.
Can't you just tell from this face here?
You can't.
It's red, so yeah.
You cannot make me angry. You can't. It's not possible. But I am getting a little bit annoyed that we don't have at least a couple of more guesses. Do we have to give a clue on this? It is a really good conundrum.
We've had some great, great guesses.
People fake this at least three times a year. 4 out of 5 people fake it 3 times a year. It involves your hand.
I can't. Take it away from me.
That's a legitimate hint. 272-9228. We have a ton. And if you want a pair of tickets to see Jeff Allen, we have those.
Very funny guy.
Show tomorrow night at Vaughn Park Church. So
we'll throw that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how often is it that you get to do something for free on a Tuesday night that's fun and entertaining?
Yep.
And wholesome like the show.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G. The other, the undisputed heavyweight champ of blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
Now there's Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon. Oh, jeez.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
There we go.
I have to come and get it.
Make sure it's calling.
Make sure it's not Kenny G.
They said you were leaving.
Okay, because 3 out of 4 people will fake a radio station phone call.
It's not Kenny G, but it is Kenny P.
Oh, okay. So let's see what Kenny P has for us. What do you think this thing is that people will fake about 3 times a year and it requires your hand?
Well, I'm not sure if it requires your hand, but is it fake having to go to the bathroom to get out of a speeding ticket?
Oh.
Faking having to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, the reason why I was going so fast, officer, is...
Actually, that only works for women, and I don't even think it works for them much anymore.
I don't even think to do that. I'm scared of the police.
It's a good guess. It's respectable.
See, and they're special tomorrow night. See,
but it's not the winning answer.
Gene Kranz is going to be there.
No, it's not. We appreciate it.
And Charlie Duke.
Yeah, Charlie Duke was the guy that...
Are both going to be on that special tomorrow night, and Michael Collins.
I've reached out to Charlie. I've not heard back. I mean, he's going to have a busy week. Yeah. I do not expect us to hear from him. So what I randomly want to do is just pick some arbitrary day and say, look, just call in, because I would love to talk to him again, and I would love for you to be able to talk to somebody who actually set foot...
That would be incredibly cool, but we did have the guy who not only guided them and you know, ran mission control, but also navigated Lovell and the rest through Apollo 13, Gene Kranz, in this room. And I have a picture of he and I that I've got to get on Facebook this week.
Was he just coming through Montgomery and you found out about it? Or?
He's a longtime friend of Colonel Joe Panza.
Oh.
And Colonel Joe, I mean, they're buddies. Sure. So he gets into town every once in a while, and he was able to convince him to come up and join us.
Oh, that's so cool.
I consider it the single biggest favor I've had a friend do for me, because... You talk about meetings, you know, where your jaw just drops. This is the real guy.
Yep.
I asked him how he, if he liked the way Ed Harris played him in Apollo 13, and he thought he did a great job.
That's got to be weird. You know, you see yourself portrayed on the screen.
I know.
It's got to be weird.
Who would play Rich Thomas?
Oh, jeez.
Alec Baldwin.
God. Don't ever say that again.
Don't ever invoke that man's name in my presence.
Here's Ethel.
Hey, Ethel.
Hello. I will guess.
Yeah.
Getting pulled over and say you've got to go to the doctor about the hand.
Okay. By faking a need to go to the doctor.
Now, I'll tell you, it has nothing to do with an officer of the law. We've had two of those
to
now.
To do this, you would require your hand.
Or an injury to the hand.
What?
Okay, you got it.
Well, she said that you need to go to the doctor about your hand.
Oh, yeah.
That's lying to the police that you need to go to a doctor about your hand.
Which, by the way, is a crime. You could go to jail.
That's your bubble.
So that's not it.
Ethel, but, thank you, though.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much, Ethel.
It's not that, I don't want to say complicated, but it's not that involved of an answer.
It seems,
we've had them carry over to the next
it
day.
It seems harmless.
That's, yeah.
When you fake this, it seems harmless.
But that's not what I meant, Greg.
Hi, Randall.
Is that so?
What's up?
Hey, Randall.
What's going on, man? You fake shoot somebody the bird. You know, you're mad. You throw your hand up, but you don't put the finger up.
It's not
an interesting guess.
It's not bird shooting.
God,
is that what you're
for?
But hey, that's a very imaginative guess. Really is.
I've done it more than 3 times a year. All right, fellas.
Thank you, man. We hope you're not doing it right now. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. 4 out of 5 do this, fake this at least 3 times a year. You would use your hand to do this.
What else? And it seems it seems relatively
it is
a crime, but it seems relatively harmless.
How many people in this room have done
depending
that?
Depending on the
in their life,
under the circumcisions in which you do it,
never
3 times a year. No. Have I ever done it in my life? I don't know.
Is what
maybe.
I'm asking.
I cannot remember a time I've ever done it.
I can. Yeah. I can remember when I've done it.
Where you knew they needed a signature.
If anybody needs help now, you're just not paying close attention.
That's a little bit of...
Well, we would like to end the show by 972-9228. Let's quickly check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Monday morning traffic, and everything has returned to a normal flow. We don't have any problems for you on the boulevard. It's kind of busy, but just watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, both I-65 and I-85 look like they're back up at a speed limit right, and there's no delays coming in on the 31s. Let's be careful as we get our work week started, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and get immediate savings on the Toyota of your choice. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, before we get to a signature Rich Thomas weather forecast, let's see if we can get a winner.
I'm an idiot.
Melanie.
Sup?
Good morning.
Hey. Do you have the answer to this? What is it that 4 out of 5 people will fake?
Well, I hope so. This has been my answer the whole time, but I wouldn't call in because I was thinking y'all would use the word forgery somehow. Anyway, you fake writing your name or signing your name, your signature, something like that.
That's it.
Yep. Good job.
Yep. So it took me giving away the answer on the air.
Well, she said that she was her guess. So really, you just gave her the encouragement to call in.
Okay.
It was a tough question. When we got the hint, the lines all lit up.
Yeah.
Well, I had the phone in my hand to call and say, "Well, you fake signing your name."
Yeah, right.
But then I kept thinking, "Well, no, they wouldn't say you fake. I mean, because that's forging." And anyway. I don't know. I'm brain dead.
Well, you got it.
No, good job.
You got it.
Yes. You got a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Hang on. Jay's going to get you jammed up and jelly tight. Let's see. Hey, good morning, Hard Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We just got a winner.
I know. I heard, and I'm very glad because I didn't hear Rich give it away.
So
I tuned in late and just heard the question.
When I see your name, I think there's a very good chance 4 out of 5 times that you're going to have it.
Well, by the way, and the secret of life is... No, I'll give that away next hour.
Oh, okay, good, good. I know the answer to the life, to the answer to life, the universe and everything, but the meaning I don't know. Listen, I know you probably don't have time because you're coming up against the top of the hour, but you mentioned the or Jay mentioned the Bismarck, the ship the Bismarck,
right.
And
yeah.
And I was going to say if y'all could pull up just a snippet of the old the great old Johnny Horton song "Sink the Bismarck." Y'all remember that one?
I do remember that one.
I haven't even got to Tapioca Tundra yet. We may have to catch up on all these in one day.
Yeah.
But he had some great old songs. Most of them based on historical events.
In 1814, it took a little trip.
Rich and I love to sing Johnny Horton.
Yep. I knew you did. I knew you loved the Battle of New Orleans, right. But Sink the Bismarck is one of my favorites.
So. All right, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Good talking to y'all.
Appreciate it. Andy?
Hey, I was close to my answer, and when Rich said signature, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to be right. I was thinking it was Toast Finding on the Low.
Well, I don't know if that would have been the right answer.
Oh, okay.
But...
Because you have to... This is signing someone else's signature.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Faking a signature.
Let me ask the judges. Would you have given that to him?
No.
Sorry. Thanks for calling. Now we got to pay the judges overtime. Take care, Andy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
There is some heavy rain in the state closer to the Alabama-Mississippi line. The tail or the plume that surrounds what's left of... Barry. Barry is a tropical depression now in Arkansas. And so, yes, Alabama is still being affected with heavy rain west of Demopolis, west of Tuscaloosa. A hotter day today for us. Things are fading away as far as the Barry effects. A sun and cloud mix. I think more clouds than sun, but spotty random afternoon and evening storms. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, isolated storms at best. It means finding storms on the radar is going to be harder and harder. There'll be few and far between. Hotter with mid-90s both tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, and triple-digit heat indices. Then the rain chances get a little bit better again by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now this morning, we have just a little breeze out of the southeast at about 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 78 with 84% humidity. It's 844.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Before we get to our morning brew nominees, I did an IV at Infusion on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the new thing they've installed? It's a new technology, the red light room. We're going to have somebody in to explain how this works, but it is... another amazing technology that provides instant benefit. As soon as I get the date on it, I believe it's the 23rd, Ryan is going to come by and talk about that. But it's just another amazing...
It's in another room that we're usually not in, right?
And since I'm doing keto, they built a room for this.
And
installed. It's an amazing piece of technology. And it does... accomplishes a lot of things. I just did an IV because this heat and humidity was wearing me down.
Yeah, I did one last Wednesday, and it's amazing.
It really helps give you a boost. Plus, I did a combo. I didn't know you could do this, but you did a Myers cocktail for the energy, and I did half of an amino acid boost because I'm doing keto, and I'm losing weight, so why not get all the help I can? And Infusion does have these type of therapies available to help you, whatever your need happens to be. Why don't you give them a call at 296-1662 or explore them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. That IV therapy room it's like a spa, man. It's so relaxing in there and
beautiful.
Comfortable.
It's really nice.
In their new facility, it's on the east side of Winton Blunt, third building in on your first left. You can't miss it. infusioncryoandlaseronline.com. Now, those of you who are listening earlier heard this already, but we got actual audio from Barry as Barry was passing over New Orleans. Listen.
Baby, my high pressure area, gonna meet your low pressure zone, girl. I'm in a tropical depression. They're gonna upgrade our love to a full-blown hurricane, baby. I better put on my raincoat, 'cause you're gonna get
mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Hope Hall, authorities are investigating a fatal shooting. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed that one person is dead after the Saturday night shooting, and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no word on any arrests, and the shooting is still under investigation. Authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads on Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during the previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tonight, Nora O'Donnell takes over the CBS Evening News.
Nobody cares!
Following a tradition of CBS Hall of Fame broadcasters like Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, and Tom Brokaw.
He was on NBC!
People will be tuning in to see Nora O'Donnell.
Nobody under 50 watts! watches the news anymore.
She won't be just reporting the news.
The goal is not to follow the news. We're going to break the news.
Twitter breaks all the news now.
Starting tonight, the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell.
Nobody under 50 cares.
By the way, speaking of news, and this is why people are getting their news from their own sources, I posted a great article yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, from a blogger in New Orleans who told Al Roker specifically, cut the crap, Al. You are way overstating the situation here.
Right. Barry, and I watched the headlines all weekend on all the major news, and it was all overblown.
They were trying to raise the hysteria level, and this guy just took them down. Statement, but primarily Al Roker got the brunt of his criticism for his efforts. That's on my Facebook wall. I urge you to read it. It was kind of a... Oh, by the way, before we do Morning Maroons, we have tickets for Jeff Allen. The show is tomorrow night.
Right.
At the Vaughan Park Church, and we'd like to give these to people who will go. So if you're interested, this guy's funny, and it's a great cause. But the tickets are free, so Jay, you've got them. If you want them, just call Jay and ask, and we will arrange to leave those for you.
272-9228 is our phone number if you're interested in seeing Jeff Allen tomorrow night.
All right, and before we do the Maroons, I got to hear this, just a little bit of this tapioca tundra, since it is National Tapioca Day. Tapioca is that bad little grape jelly, right?
Four, three,
that's enough.
Well, that's really bad.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, but Ed, that was released as the B-side of Valerie, which was a hit, and they did try to make that.
I want to hear Casey Kasem. And now, Tapioca Tundra, your long-distance dedication. Dear Casey.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Well, you sure do, and people exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. It was kind of a quiet weekend for the ultra-stupid. But nominee number one, we go to Turkey. To Istanbul Airport, where a woman dropped off her bags and then hopped onto the conveyor belt to make her way to the ticket desk, except it was the luggage conveyor belt. And for the first time in the history of the airport, they had to facilitate a rescue because she went
under the and back into the compartment thing where the luggage
She apparently hadn't noticed that the suitcases were taking the same route she was. So
sounds like alcohol may have been involved.
Alcohol at airport? Where you can get that? We have a guy, and again, we were just talking about things you can say to the police. Emily?
I get frightened by the police, even though I've done nothing wrong.
Me too. I think you're supposed to. If you're a good citizen and you see Mars lights, you should get nervous.
I turn into the most polite person that ever lived.
There's a meme going around right now where it's showing a guy driving a car and he's like, oh, police lights come on behind me. Must forget everything I know about driving. Because I suddenly get nervous and think, oh my gosh, what did I do that I don't know that I did?
Right.
It's like suddenly being on a game show where you've yelled at the TV for hours about... It's this answer, you moron. And then you get up there and it's like, oh, duh,
I'm worried about how quickly do I need to pull over? Can I go over to this parking lot right here? Or is he going to think I'm going away from him?
That's the thing. You want to pull over where it's going to be safe for them to get out and talk to you or whatever, but you don't want to go too far for parking lot and think that, you're about to be one of Jay's high-speed chase videos.
Right. Here's what 42-year-old Jason Cole from Conestoga, Pennsylvania did.
Uh-huh.
He went up to a group of people and told them he built a time machine. He had traveled back in time from the future.
Nice.
They believed he was high on something. Yeah. And he thought it was 2015. When the police arrived, because everybody thought there's something really wrong here, he was arrested for DUI for telling police that he was from the future, 2019.
Oh.
See? Weird. And then... We have a neighborhood in Tennessee that was evacuated on Saturday.
Where in Tennessee?
Tullahoma.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Neighborhood there evacuated on Saturday after two guys got into an argument that led to a bomb scare. During the argument, one of the guys sat on the toilet for a quick number two. The other guy said he rigged a pressure-sensitive bomb that would go off whenever the guy stood up.
Oh, no.
Same toilet bomb concept used in Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah.
More than 300 people were evacuated from 90 homes nearby while the bomb squad came to investigate. There was actually no bomb on the toilet. Everybody
Yikes.
Was allowed to return to their homes.
Oh,
but I'll bet they're very popular in that neighborhood right now, these two goofballs. So, dumbest of the dumb?
Time Machine Boy, I think. I don't know.
Time Machine Boy. I'll give you that.
I mean, let's face it, we've all imbibed and, you know, got a little buzz here and there, but I don't think I've ever left the year I was in. That's why I always had an issue, you know, with the 57 states. If they think that you're dangerously intoxicated, they will ask you, who's the president? How many states are
there? What's today? What is today?
And I never had any trouble answering those questions. Yeah, so we'll give it to Mr. 2015.
What a maroon.
How many fingers do you see?
What an ignoramus.
Thursday.
8:57, with all the mergers and all the post-Obamacare consequences, there's really no other way to put it, with pharmacy mergers and stuff. If you're and insurance companies, if you liked your pharmacy, were you able to keep it? Some people can't. Some have just merged. Adams Drugs remains your independent local neighborhood pharmacist, and trust me, it takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information in the system so you can begin enjoying the personalized, customer-friendly service you would expect in a small town, but it's big city quality. Each Adams Drugs location has all your over-the-counter needs. Knowledgeable, friendly pharmacists always willing to take a moment and discuss with you what the best over-the-counter option might be. And of course, getting your prescriptions filled, and if you need delivery, they can add that to the mix as well. But I promise you, I don't know that you'll find a business with 12 locations where the quality of the service you get and the people are as consistent as they are at Adams Drugs. Support your local team. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. Our bus has pulled into Camp News and Views. They're next. I'll be back at 3 with the very young
Joey
for happy hour.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off. It'll take 6 weeks. No.